previously on the Hired Swords. This is it. Again. I'm here, again, on the brink of death. We're not even to the Shadow Wilds, the untouched lands of the north. We know nothing. We've seen nothing. We've fixed nothing. And again, here I am, life on the line. Listening to The Hired Swords, a podcast that kills cast members like it's going out of style. Woof.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Hired Swords. Here I am again, your Dungeon Master Michael, with Derek playing Davin.
Oh, we're going to do it the old school way this time, huh?
Yes, we are. Gwendolyn is played by Ashley.
That's me.
And Joxer is controlled by Mikey.
Nope, 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 nope.
And we got Kriggs played by Blaze.
For now.
Yeah, so far.
Oh, dang.
In the last episode, we traveled for about a day through the dark mist and forest, traversing over a potentially dangerous ravine in the ground that the party was able to pretty easily get over, and then found their way to the edge, the banks of the Black River, where above the Black River swirls this dark fog or mist that they have been kind of expecting to come across in its major form, and it seems that they have done so. As they approach and think about what to do, this sense of tension rises as the water swells, and suddenly out from the water comes this creature with five heads made from water, swirling with different types of elements that change. It seems unstable, changing from time to time, standing like a bulldog with five heads, striking down at these creatures, or at these party members, these adventurers, causing some damage. We had a little bit of a fight. Some spells were cast, some attacks were made, some damage was done to everyone, including the monster. And here we stand in the middle of combat after Kriggs was attacked, dragged into the water, and then the creature turned from fire to acid. It's Joxer's turn.
Well, that's no fun. No fun. Truth. I have just enough movement to run all the way over there into the water to do just, you know, to be within range to melee it, which sounds like a super good idea with its acid and all that jazz.
Nice. So as you get into the water, you get in where it's just around the, just above your ankles, almost to your knees, and it is moving fast. I mean, it is powerful. You currently feel like you're safe, but if you go any further into this water, it's likely you could get swept away pretty easily. What are you going to do next?
Yeah. You're killing me here.
Trying to.
Yeah. okay, so I'm going to use a key point to just pull out a fist, and I'm going to punch its fed. Punch its face, or at least cool. As close as I can in where it's trying to hold Kriggs currently.
Okay, you're trying to attack the head that is holding Kriggs.
Yeah, trying to see what kind of damage I can do with that, with a key point.
Okay.
And so that is a bonus action, and so that's two attacks. All right, that's a 14 plus 7, and that is a 12 plus 7, so over 20 and 19.
Okay, so yeah, both hit.
Okay, and I haven't used my fists in a little while, so let's see. That is a d6 plus 3. 6 plus 3, that's 9. And 5 plus 3, that's 8. So 17 magical damage.
Okay, yeah, because that's magical damage, it takes full damage from this. And yeah, you you punch at the mouth of this water, acid water-like creature, and like, let go, let go, let go as you're punching, and make a constitution saving throw.
It's a 19. 19 plus 3 plus 1, so
20. Yeah, you save. So you take half of 8 acid damage. You take 4 acid damage as it just kind of engulfs your fist with this liquid that burns away some of your flesh. But you do the full damage that you attack with on this creature.
Does it look like it did much in the way of trying to loosen that grip?
It looks like it's got these, not little, they're pretty good size, like baseball size eyeballs in this thing that are right now pure green since this thing has become acid, and that it turns and looks at you while it's holding Kriggs, and you see its mouth clench tighter in response because it seems to have maybe started to lose him a little and re-firmed up its grip.
I don't think that's enough. Okay, so I'm gonna use my action to kind of just disappear into nothing. Poof. Go into that astral plane for a second. And I'm gonna cast two spells on myself without using any spell slots, because I don't have any, and luckily this works that way. So Shadow Blade will pop up in my other hand, and then I'm also gonna cast Armor of Agathys.
Okay, so you disappear and you reappear, and you're standing in a forest that is the ground. The grass is blue, the tree trunks are purple, and this light purple leaves on the trees, and the whole place is like shimmering, and you take a half a second and kind of in awe of what you're standing in, and then you remember, I'm here for a reason, and you cast your spells, and is that your whole turn?
Yes, it is.
All right, that takes us to Kriggs now. You are grappled. That doesn't mean you can't attack.
Yep.
It just means you can't move currently unless you try to ungrapple. But you are being dragged into the water that is filled with black mist, black swirling stuff in this water.
Okay. What do I have to do to try to resist this grapple and get out of it?
You have to successfully make another contested strength check.
Would that be a full action to do, or would that be considered just like movement?
The strength check would be your action.
Okay. I am going to... I'm going to cast a spell.
Okay.
I'm going to cast Conjure Animals.
Okay.
And I'm going to call out to two of my truffle squad, Team Truffles.
Okay.
And I'm going to summon two giant octopus.
Octopi, okay. I think it is.
One is named Annabella and the other one's named Rufus.
Boy, she is quick on that.
I'm so good.
Annabella and Rufus.
Yeah.
I'm going to summon two octopi and I'm going to give them a command to free me and to restrain this creature.
Okay. So, one second. Let me look at something here. Okay, you can. I was looking up the rules. I was like, can he summon two giant octopus? He can. Level one, or challenge rating one. So they have to make attacks against the creature. Yeah, you can try to grab and grapple this creature by using the attack action with the giant octopus. So I will copy this guy that you cast two of them, one on each side of him. Is that kind of your idea?
Yeah.
Okay. They're going to give each other advantage on their attacks as well. They're flanking the guy. All right. Yep. So do they go now or do they have an initiative?
Let me double check.
Roll initiative. This. It says roll initiative for the summoned creatures as a group. So one initiative for both of them.
Okay. They got 15.
All right. So they actually will go right before you on your next turn. Right before Joxer, right? You had a 14, right?
I had a 13. Yep.
13, yeah. So they'll go right after the Guardian. Octopi. Okay. So they're there, but they don't get to do anything until their turn comes around soon. But they're, if nothing else, a distraction for the creature here. So, is that your whole turn?
Yeah, that's going to be it, Bob.
Okay, my name's Michael. And that takes us now to Davin.
All right, I'm going to rush a little bit closer, about 15 feet toward the shoreline, so he's right in front of me. Does it look like it's been distracted at all by these, or is it still making a move to go into the water?
It still seems like it's backing its way down into the water.
All right, worried it's going to pull Kriggs underneath. I'm going to yell, Kriggs! And then I'm going to cast Telekinesis.
Okay.
And with that, I can pull a creature or an object. And if it's contested, then it has to make a contested strength check against my spell.
Okay. A 19?
A 21.
Nice. So you're trying to pull the creature back towards the shore?
No, I'm trying to pull Kriggs away from it.
Kriggs away from it. Okay.
Yes.
All right, cool. So you do. You start to pull Kriggs. Kriggs, you feel this presence start to tug at you and pull you away from the creature. And the creature, you know, tightens its grip. And as it does, you feel that acid kind of burn away at you. Make a constitution saving throw.
No.
Wow, that's interesting.
I rolled a 2, and I know my con is high, but it's not high enough.
Not out of 15. So you take
7.
You take 8 acid damage as this thing tries to continue to hold on to you, but it fails. And so you are pulled. How far are you gonna pull him away?
I can pull him up to 30 feet.
Opportunity?
No, the creature will though. Let me double check that. Go ahead. What were you gonna say?
I can pull him up to 30 feet, so I'm going to pull him back and basically set him down right next to me.
Okay. When you make an opportunity attack when a hostile creature that you can see moves out of your reach. Okay, you don't take one when someone or something moves you without using your movement action. So the attack of opportunity doesn't happen. So tell me, how far back did you send him? Sorry.
What was that, like about 25 feet or so to me? Just basically set him down right next to me.
Okay, great. And so, Kriggs, you just get dropped, boop, right next to you. I assume you drop him on his feet. And so you're standing there next to Davin now, and this creature is now left in the water with these octopus creatures. Is that your whole turn, Davin?
No, I'm going to once again use a sorcerer point to quicken spell so I can cast a cantrip.
Okay.
And I will cast a firebolt directly at it.
Okay, make your attack roll. You're beating a 16.
I am. Ooh, natural 20.
That beats a 16.
Yeah. So that is 6d10.
Dang.
Jeez. And don't you get something special when you do 20s?
Yeah, you have to roll on a table. Thank you for reminding me.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Meanwhile, while I'm watching Davin just swirl his hands about conjuring all this flame and whatever else, I just look up, coughing up. How did you know I didn't like to swim?
I know everything. And he just watches, like, flames wrap around his hands. He kind of pulls it and stretches it out into a spear, and he throws it, and he hits the target for 30 points.
30 points?
Yeah, for a cantrip. I rolled really well, too.
And you and you critted.
Mm-hmm. That was double already.
When you hit the creature, the fire explodes around him, and as it does, one of those heads, again, just bursts, where there's 3 left now. Currently, and the head and neck and everything just kind of goes away, and the heads kind of reform, like readjust where they are to where they seem proportional now. It doesn't look like he's missing heads, right? Like the necks with no heads hanging there or anything. It's just 3 heads now instead of 5, and it's the head that had Kriggs is now gone. And again, the thing absorbs that fire and then begins to burn with flame instead of acid again. What is your, or is that your whole turn? The rest
that
of your turn?
That is my turn, yes.
All right, okay, I need you to roll a D100 for me.
Oh boy.
Ooh.
I have to find my stuff. Okay. That is a 33.
A 33, okay.
Yes.
Now roll a D10.
Okay. 6.
All right, so as you cast this spell...
Wait, it was also 3 more points of lightning.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, and as you cast this spell...
Wait, again. It's double, right? Because...
Oh, yeah, 6 points.
It's crit, so 6 points. Okay, now I'm done.
Roll a d6 for me real quick.
5.
Okay, so I was going to see if it was, since it took both damage, lightning and fire, I was going to see which one it became, and just, it stays fire. So odd was fire. So the fire still absorbs and grows from it, and it becomes a fire creature now. And suddenly, your necklace glows a bright light 30 feet emanating from your neck. Like, I mean, just bright. And it's like sudden, like you can see it. If it's tucked under your shirt, even you can see the glowing through your shirt. It barely like even hides it. Yeah, you've got a bright light shining from your chest now. So that takes us now to Gwyn.
So this beast has fire now, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to do Ice Storm again, I think.
Okay.
It sounds boring, but that's what I'm going to do.
Heck no, rain that beautiful you do it. Ice footage.
Does he save on a dexterity saving throw? As little pellets from the sky come out?
Let me check for you. Dexterity, no, not with the 5.
Whee! I'm going to cast at a level 5. Haha, get wrecked. Oh,
snap.
So I'll roll 3d8 of bludgeoning, which is okay. That's 15. And then I'll roll 4d6s. Whee! So 25 damage.
25 damage.
So my ice storm rains from the sky.
All right. Yeah, this ice storm comes through and just pummels this creature. And as it pummels the creature, it's extinguishing the flames inside of this thing. And you see that black mist swirling and the heads rear back and almost like a roar, or this gurgle, grumbly roar. And it turns and looks towards the group of you, the three standing over there on the shore now that its current lunch has been dragged away from it.
Davin waves.
Gwendolyn kind of smiles because she feels good, like her spellcasting abilities has gotten stronger.
Nice.
Ooh.
Because they have. Is that your whole turn then?
Yes.
Okay, so this creature is now, the three heads that are left are going to launch shots. Well, actually, let me see. I'm going to do 50-50 shot that it attacks you guys or attacks the octopus. So evens, you, odds, octopus. That's a 5. So it's going to make 2 bite attacks at the octopus on its left and 1 at the one on its right. So a natural 1 on the one on its left. So that head strikes down at the octopus and the octopus wraps its tentacles around the thing's head, pinning it there. The second attack against that octopus is really bad, a 3+9. So it also misses. Well, what's the octopus's hit or HP? Or not HP, AC. I'm checking.
Armor class 11.
11. Okay, so it hits for both of those attacks. And on that hit, it's doing fire damage to the octopi. So that is a D10 plus 5 piercing. So 8 piercing. And 14 piercing, 22 piercing for those two piercing ones, and then a D6, fire 3 fire damage. So 21, I think it was. Wasn't it 18 before? 18 piercing, 3 fire? I think that's right.
Yeah, I think so.
So it bites down two bites from these heads, and it bites on the one that
Annabelle.
Yeah, it bites on one of them, and then the other one bites this other creature here. Actually, he doesn't take all that. I screwed that up. Forgive me. That's two different octopus receiving this damage. So I'll just split it in half evenly. Because I don't remember that each roll what it was. So that'll work. So yeah, so they take that damage, and then from there, that's the end of its turn as it stays there, knowing that it was trying to drag one of you into the water and failed. So it actually begins to move towards you, and I guess those octopus are going to get to make attacks of opportunity.
Yeah!
because it's going to move. It's not smart enough to think about that. So it's getting out of the, it's just moving to get over here towards Kriggs and everybody.
So do you want me to roll this?
Yeah, roll two attacks. Actually, one attack. It doesn't get out of the opportunity, out of the melee range of the other, of one of the octopus, only one of them, because he's so big.
Okay. Well, plus 5 to hit. I rolled a 10. It's 15.
Oh, you needed a 16.
Rough.
So the octopus, as it grabbed onto that one head, lets go, and it slithers out from the pain of the hit from the bite from this creature, and the creature turns its heads back towards Kriggs and Davin, crawls back onto the shore, this water dripping from it, but it's still staying formed in water from the backside, with just back legs in the water still coming up into the creature. And as it does, you see these necks come from the body of this creature. It just come forward, and these heads form into where it grows two more heads where you had destroyed, actually four more heads where you had destroyed two heads.
What?
What are we, in Hercules or something?
Hydra. What is happening?
Where is Joxer, by the way?
A water hydra.
And as it does, the water that's absorbing and coming through it begins to feed this creature, and it kind of swells up and seems to become a little stronger and not as damaged from your attacks before. And it also shifts from that green form. The green seems to kind of wash out of it, and it's followed again by this clear flowing water, and again that sound of emanating from it as it fills with thunder again. That's
this
its whole turn.
Fun.
We're now back to the, we're now at the octopi.
And they get 8 attacks each, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Totally 8 attacks. The one that is closest to it, that is, what was the name again?
There's Annabelle and Rufus.
Annabelle is going to attack, and she's going to roll 13 plus 5, so 18.
Yeah, that hits for sure.
Yay. And she is going to do a 2d6 plus 3 bludgeoning damage. And she hits for a total of 12 damage.
Great.
And then Rufus is going to come on over, not letting Annabelle have all the fun. And he's going to attack with a natural 20.
Ooh,
nice.
Rufus.
Good job,
Rufus.
Rufus
is going to come in feeling all kinds of emboldened by...
And do they get to try to grapple the creature when they do this?
Yeah.
Okay, so the creature has to make a DC 16
yep.
strength save.
From Annabelle's attack.
So the first one is a 14.
So
Annabelle holds this creature here.
Yep.
The other one's a natural 20, so only one of them's holding it.
That's fair. Well, Annabelle just held it in place so Rufus could get a really good attack in.
Yeah.
And Rufus rolls in with his sheer emboldenedness and hits for a total of 22 damage. That's doubled.
With Rufus's hit, boom, you see the water flood from the backside of where Rufus attacks his creature, and it shoots, and the thunder kind of shoots towards the front of the creature, and one of its heads splashes out.
And then
destroys.
You see Annabelle and Rufus both raise a tentacle and high five, but then take like 5 or 10 seconds to unsuction.
That's funny.
Got to remove. They weren't really anticipating that, you know. They're kind of
dumb.
I like it. They're fake creatures. They don't really know, you know, tentacles and all that. So
right. Judgy.
They just do when they just doing fey best. Is it?
Oh my god!
Is it now? Is that your whole turn?
That's their turns. Yeah.
They live in fey best life. Davin, it's you now.
No, that was the octopus turn.
Oh yeah, you're right. It's Joxer's turn. Sorry.
Yeah.
So much going on.
I have disappeared from the map. So I imagine...
You did, because you disappeared from the world.
Yes, so I imagine I would have popped back, and it looks like I will be
inside. Do you reappear where you disappeared?
Well, it should have brought me back after my turn.
Yep.
I don't see me quite yet.
Should be there now.
Oh, yeah. Dead center.
You're in the middle of this creature. And so...
Awesome.
Oh, you came back at the end of your turn, not at the beginning of your next turn?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't realize I had disappeared.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's okay. Right now, it you have been absorbed inside of it, so you're technically grappled by this creature then.
And so that's like in tandem, I'm grappled by the creature and Annabelle.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, you're grappled by a creature that's grappled by another creature. you're double grappled?
Grappling. Grappled. 2022.
So, interesting. Okay. Well,
it's an octopus, not a whale.
I have weapons in hand.
Deep water, yeah. Typically, it's where you'll find a lot of these octopi.
I'm dying. Okay. Well, I guess I'm gonna like... So I guess this is straight attack because he's restrained and we're both at disadvantage and advantage. Is that straight attack?
Grapple doesn't affect your attacks.
So I'm just inside of what is he right now?
Swinging around inside this guy.
So he's lightning. Okay, so I'm gonna.
He's thunder.
Yeah, thunder. Sorry. Yeah. I guess I'm gonna start with. Two shadow blade attacks.
Okay.
All right. So that is 15. So that does not do anything, right?
15? No, 15 will not hit.
Okay. First one, I'm trying to feel my space a bit. It's a little confusing. All right. So that is an 18.
An 18 will hit.
Okay, so...
Actually, let's call that your first attack. You should technically... I feel like you should get advantage being inside this thing. How do you miss inside it? So
that's true.
We'll say that you rolled the 18 with advantage and hit. So that's your first attack. So you can do your second now.
Okay. All
right. Play it where it lies.
Yeah, so, well, play it where it lies was a 16 plus 7.
Don't play it where it lies. Just kidding. Okay. Did you roll the advantage in case of crit?
Yeah. All right. 8 is... All right, so that's a 7 plus... What is my character sheet? Where'd that go? I have the octopus character sheet up, but not mine.
I use theirs. It's fine.
Yeah, it's okay. Use their damage. 1d6.
You guys are very similar.
So 1d8 plus... So 7 plus 4, so 11. Psychic damage. And then... That's going to be, I can read in the dark, so 9, so 20 psychic damage, and then I will use a key point to just flurry of blows.
Flurry them blows.
Yep, flurry. And that uses a different...
Those are all advantage.
Okay. That is a 16.
Yep.
Ooh, that one. 17. Not doing so great.
Hits.
So 3. So that will be 7 magical damage and 8 magical damage.
Okay.
Which I don't know if this applies here. I've never actually used this rule as is, but apparently if I use Flurry of Blows, I get to disengage. For free. Can I try really? To run out of here?
yeah, for sure.
All right. So I'll at least try to like...
You have to successfully ungrapple, though. Well, you're not engaged. You are grappled.
Okay.
Which means your movement is 0.
Well, then I'll say that I'm still just flailing and, you know, next round it might be a little rough because I might not be able to read or breathe.
Gotcha.
And is there anything else that I can do? I can't really do too much. I guess it's a... No. So that was a second attack. Second bonus.
Monks, man. Too much to keep track of.
I know. It's rough.
it's almost like being a DM. Running monsters.
So I've used 2 key points. And yeah, no, I can't really do too much at this point.
Okay. Right. So I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Oh,
as you end your turn inside this creature, still grappled inside of him.
Yeah, that's, you know.
And it's thunder currently, so there's just thundering inside here.
So that will be a An 11 plus 3 plus 1, so 15.
So you save, but you take half of 10d6 damage.
All right.
I have 10d6, which is just super fun.
So he might be in for a surprise.
Who might?
This whopping monster. I'm a little armored right now.
All right, so this damage is 12 plus 7, so 41 points of thunder damage. Your ears start to bleed from the just pulsating, and you realize you're going to, you know, if you're in here too much longer, you're not going to be able to breathe, but you're also just struggling from the just the constant vibration of thunder inside this creature.
That's not considered a melee attack, is it?
No, that would be more of like area of effect damage.
Okay.
Its whole body is the area of effect in this case.
Okay, so I have armor of Agathys. I know that he wouldn't take that, so I have 20 temporary hit points. Would I take away from regular hit points, or?
I mean, it would take away the temporary first, and then whatever's left would be.
Okay, and then at that point, he wouldn't, if he did a melee against me, it wouldn't do the thing. Okay, so yeah. That's going to be 30. I'm looking like I could be, you know, I could be better.
Sure, sure. Yeah, a couple of you look pretty rough. All right, is that your whole turn?
Yeah. Hey,
Davin's good.
Yeah, okay. I think.
Well, then we go to Kriggs.
All right. Kriggsy isn't feeling too hot. Let's see. I guess all I'm going to do is I'm going to dump 40 hit points of my lay on hands into myself and regain some of what I had lost in preparation of.
Did you say 30?
40.
That's a lot. Okay.
And you get a bonus, right? Because of the aura?
Yeah. So the aura that's up from Gwendolyn is the unicorn spirit. It regains hit points equal to her druid level whenever I restore hit points
so
to 12 myself.
More.
Correct.
So I'll do a total 52 of 92. Total. Sorry, 92. 52 total.
Good job.
1,000 hit points.
I have 3 million
hit points.
Gryffindor. sorry.
All right. Then what?
That's pretty much it. That's my main action. That's a full-blown action, and not much else I can really do bonus-wise right now. I mean, I guess... yeah, there's really not too much I can do since I didn't take a attack action.
Yeah. Okay, so that takes us to Davin.
Davin is standing right next to Kriggs, and he looks over. He's like, why do I feel like I'm always saving you boys? And he's going to lift his hand up, and Kriggs, you kind of feel that force that has been kind of like lifting you up just drop. As since it's concentration, I still have telekinesis, and for my action, I will move it over to Joxer, and I'm going to try and pull him out.
You're gonna move inside the creature?
No, no, no. My telekinesis is going to move to Joxer. Okay. And then pull Joxer out of there. So got it's another strength check against my spell.
20. Dirty 20.
I got a dirty 20 also.
All right.
I don't know what that means.
Meat beats it. So, wait, you know what? Hang on. That's not a saving throw, right? It's just a contested strength check?
It is, yeah.
So I'm only a 16. So you win. Okay. So you successfully pull him out.
Okay, I'm going to pull him out and just move him to the right, just so he's just outside of the thing.
Like over here to the right of him?
Yeah, let's move him like 10 feet, or as far as I can go, I guess. So 30 feet from the creature, just so he's got some room and he can kind of move where he wants to from there.
Got it. Okay.
And I'll gently drop him down. I'll turn him upside down and then gently drop him down, just okay. So he's used to it.
Whoa!
That's my action.
That's my
and goal. Then I will once again quicken spell, and still looking at Kriggs, I just smile and say, this is getting kind of fun. My eyes just kind of turn completely white, and you see like this glowing white come from my hands, and I'm going to cast Guiding Bolt at the creature at 4th level.
Okay.
Ooh.
Show off. I say back.
Which is 7d6. That is...
Did you make a spell attack?
Oh, I guess I have to hit first, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
No,
it's a natural
damage.
19, so 27.
It hits.
Okay.
Oops, all damage.
21 radiant damage to the creature.
Nice.
Oof-da. All right, as this light just goes into this creature and lights it up, like beams of light shoot from inside of the creature and start to kind of evaporate bits of it, and the water kind of floods away or floats away as vapor. And yeah, it's looking pretty rough.
And then I'm within melee range of it, right? It's right in front of us.
Correct. Yeah, you're totally in melee range. Its faces are looking at you and Kriggs currently, all four of them that are left.
Davin is just going to try and hunker down and look smaller than Kriggs.
Okay, good luck.
I'm going to offer, right. I mean, you can join my shield. I mean.
Gwen's turn.
No, it'll be fine. I'll be fine. It'll hit you as much as you.
I'm used to it.
Gwendolyn is going to see that Joxer was pulled out and notices that he looks a little worn out. And so I am going to move at least 15 feet towards the direction of him, but behind Davin and Kriggs, and I am going to cast Mass Cure Wounds.
Okay.
And my point that is centered over the creature, because I want to heal the octopuses as well.
Nice. Okay.
Because I can do 6 creatures, and there's only 6 here. So
you could heal the bad guy too if you really wanted to.
I'm curious. Is the bad guy this old protector of the doo-doo forest? Is he still fire or is he acid?
He's
still?
Thunder. Remember?
Thunder, lightning.
What's his awesome cool name again?
What's his cool name?
Yeah,
the Black River Guardian.
What's his not cool name?
Whatever Kriggs just said.
Doo-doo forest protector.
All right.
That episode title. Gosh darn it.
All right. So I rolled 11 plus 9 is my spellcaster plus my druid level because we're all in the circle, which is 12, and that equals 32.
Wow. We all get 32?
Holy mama.
Yeah.
I'm topped off. I'm good.
Me too.
Hey.
I can't.
All right.
Doing things.
Yeah. 60 nice.
Is that your whole turn? Gwen?
Yeah, because the only other thing I can do is shift my unicorn circle bonanza over a little bit.
Okay.
And I shall do that to where it's kind of centered on us, so that's about it.
Okay.
But yeah, get that good life juice.
Not that it matters, but we all have resistance to fire now.
Oh, that's sweet.
Except Joxer.
Yeah, anyone that's within a range of me gets resistance.
Gotcha. All right, so the creature's turn. It is going. It has 7 heads now, by the way, because it had 3 heads. And grew 4. Remember, Christmas. Had 3, grew 4. So it has 7 heads. So 2 heads shoot globs at Joxer over on the side over there. So Joxer, those 2 attacks are for crying out loud. It is a 14.
Still grappled, isn't it?
Yeah, but it doesn't want to move, so it doesn't matter.
You're rolling, and I thought you said you rolled it, and you're like, Joxer, this one's for you for crying.
No.
I was like, whoa!
I rolled the
record.
I rolled low.
Crying is a free action.
You know?
Crying's free. A 14 or 15, neither one hits, correct, Joxer, with mage armor?
Neither one hits. I was going to use a reaction to, well... It doesn't matter. I was going to deflect it, but it doesn't. It's gone.
Okay, well, it's not a missile, so it wouldn't have worked anyway. And then then it's going to make 2 or a head attack or like bite attacks against Davin and Kriggs. It has...
Excuse me, before it does that, it 5 attacks Joxer, heads and it's left. In melee range of me, right?
Yep, make a hit. Hit it.
I'm going to do it! We're going to do a double hand attack because I didn't have my shield out. And...
Great.
I rolled 17.
Did you roll to hit? Oh, yeah, you did. Sorry, I just saw a bunch of dice, and I was like, what's happening? Okay, yeah, 17 hits.
Yeah. And I did a total of 14 bludgeoning and with my improved hit, I did another 4 holy damage. So I did 18 total damage.
Yeah, so your reaction, as it launches those two attacks at Joxer, you swing and hit it, and it just rah, those 4 or the 5 heads remaining turn and look at the two of you. One of them decides to go for Davin with a 16 plus 9 to hit.
I will use my reaction to cast shield so that it does not hit me.
25 doesn't hit with shield?
Oh, I thought you said I don't
16
know math.
Plus 9.
16 plus 9. Then never mind. Yes, that would definitely hit.
Okay, so don't waste shield.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it hits. And then that does the D10 plus 5, which is 12 piercing damage. Make a Constitution saving throw.
Constitution, it is 19.
Can I get more than one reaction per round? Come on.
You can't. So you take one 1 point of thunder damage as well.
So 13 total
and
damage.
And you feel it trying to push you back, like the pressure of it, but you resist and stand strong. The other 4 heads all attack Kriggs because it just took such damage from him. It was going to split them, but not anymore.
Sounds about right.
And so first one fails with a 4 plus 9. My second 4 plus 9, new dice.
Yes.
There we go. That's a 21.
That hits.
And that's a 28.
That hits.
19 plus 9. So 2 hits causing you 11. Oh, that's the wrong dice. 11 damage from the first. 11 piercing from the first and 12 from the second. And then make 2 constitution saving throws.
So I took a total of
23 piercing.
All right. And first con save is 19.
Okay. That saves. And the sec, make another one.
Is a natty 1.
Okay. So plus you 3, take, you take 10 points of thunder damage and you're blown back. You're shot back 5 feet and kind of blown back 5 feet. And prone when you land, get there. So you're laying on your back from the huge blast of thunder damage. As when it bites you, this shoots you backwards.
Oh, I'm getting too old for this.
And that is the creature's entire turn. We are now to Joxer, or no, Octopus again.
Right. Annabelle's going to take her attack first. Actually, Rufus is going to take his attacks first because he wasn't grappling. Oh, okay. And he got another natural 20. What is it, Rufus?
Come
what
did on, you Rufus. Do?
Rufus. Rufus.
My guy.
He came to play.
He did.
At the end of this guy's turn, he grows 2 more heads, by the way.
No!
That is so many heads. Gosh.
Rufus does a total of 18 damage.
Gwen, have you been naming these heads as they pop up?
No, because they die.
He's up to 9.
Oh, boy.
Michael, if you would roll a check to see if Rufus grapples.
At disadvantage, right?
21. Why would it be disadvantage?
Because he's he's already grappled.
Well, yeah, restrained. Or grapple just makes your movement 0. That's all grapple
does. Oh, okay.
Does.
So earlier I heard you say restrained, but if he's just grappled.
All right. Then... Annabelle. Rolls.
Sorry, I was probably using that word as flavor, and that's not a good word to use
19,
as flavor.
14 plus 5.
To hit, hits.
And does she need to re-roll her grapple?
Yeah, roll each. Each hit would be a new one. That's a 20. Dirty 20.
Okay, she did a total of 13 damage, and he is no longer grappled.
Okay. Oh, wait, no. Sorry. She doesn't have to re-roll against him. The monster's still grappled. I was thinking another attack trying to grapple again, but it's the monster can choose to try to get out of the grapple, but you can stay grappled as long as, you know.
Sounds good.
As long as Annabelle wants to grapple it until it tries to get out.
Yeah. So the octopi did a total of 32 damage. Or 31 damage.
Man, this thing looks like it's starting to, some of the water on it that's flowing starts to kind of seep down and puddle up underneath it. And all the heads are looking at you. Every single head. It's Tanner, Jason, Bastion, Hannah, Pamela, Gary, Evan, Kathy, and Larry. They all look at you like, they turn and look at Annabelle.
Come on, Gary.
Come on.
It always ends with DM, Gary.
In the sense of transparency, I have a concentration spell. I rolled to make sure that I didn't lose concentration from getting hit, and I'm okay.
Okay, good. Thank you for that. And if you're not transparent, I can see your flesh. I don't see through you.
You are such a dad.
I am. It's true, and I love it.
Sometimes it's the worst, but I love it sometimes,
I know.
Too.
I love it every day. So when I left work today, I was like, hey, don't forget to close that door. Sorry, I'm a dad. Anyway, is that your whole
turn?
This
is D&D. You're not a dad. You're a daddy.
Whose turn was that? Yeah. Octopus. Is that their whole turn? Yeah, Joxer, you're up.
Okay. All right. So I'm, glutton for punishment. I'm going to run up and just start wailing. So let's start with two Shadow Blade attacks.
Do it. Oh, I got to... What is that? I forgot one more thing to roll for this monster.
All right. 19 plus 8. So 27. Oh, wait. And it was an advantage. So that one's a nat 20. So that one was a nat 20.
Woo!
And that's 17 plus something or a 4. So we'll go with the 17. Start with the nat 20. And that's a d8. And that is a not so great. So 4 plus 4 plus 4. So that's 12 shadow damage. And then the second attack is 4 plus 4. So 20.
What, you roll
total
just have
for
nothing
those
but four-sided dice?
Psychic attacks. And then I don't really have... I guess I'll just use key points to go for another two punches.
Okay.
Finish him.
You didn't hit at all?
Oh, no. I did 20 psychic damage. So it was 12 with That's my right. crit and then 8 with my not crit.
That's right. Oh, yeah, you did crit.
Yeah. It was a pretty... sad crit. Oh man, 2 threes in a row. So a 10 probably doesn't hit with the first fist. That thunder
10 does not hit.
Little awkward. Gave me a little shock. A little static shock. I didn't like it. Just reeled back a little bit. 19 plus 7, so 26. So at least I got one in there. Oh, come on. One plus, is that a 3 or 4?
I say it's a 4.
On our plus 3. So
I don't think it really matters.
Magic,
okay. Okay, Davin.
4 damage?
Yeah, an extra 4.
All right. So this creature, 2 more of its heads just burst into this spray of acid. And as the creature changes again, the thunder dissolving from inside it and the whole thing turning to this mix of green and black and blue water. And yeah, is that your whole turn?
Since I used that key point and I can do this as a drunken master, I am going to disengage for free.
Cool. Okay.
I'm just going to go boop, 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 about 15 feet away.
Sounds good. You disengage for free.
Run away, run away.
All right, that takes us to Kriegs.
All right. How is it looking right now? I'm assuming...
real bad.
Okay.
Those two heads exploding... the neck kind of dangles there. This watery, flowing neck dangles. It doesn't look like it's absorbed back in. It doesn't look like it's bringing in as much water from its back legs in the water anymore. It's you're dissipating it quite a bit, it looks like.
All right, I'm going to approach it. Shield on my back, holding my hammer for my right hand, the hand that had the glowing eye in it for however long, the one that now in the cave, as I was holding the hammer and I felt kind of attached to it in a sense, you'll just have that beaming glow kind of radiating up and down the hammer itself and around the actual Warhammer's head. And I'm going to hold on tightly and I'm going to swing as hard as I dwarfly can with all of my strength boy strength. I'm going to do a good two-handed attack at this creature.
All right. Make that attack.
And I roll 22.
Yeah, that hits. For sure.
And for damage, let's let Let's let the math gods do this for me.
Sounds good.
Ba-ba-da-ba-ba. That is 17 bludgeoning damage. And I'm going to pump a divine smite. You know, I get improved divine smite on that, so let's just add that. If I don't have to cast it, it comes natch. So 21 damage on that attack.
All right. So describe your killing of this creature.
Sweet.
This is the first time Kriggs has swung his hammer since being in that cave. The first time actually using the hammer for combat. Everything he's done so far has just been... I haven't been certain about it ever since I... It's different. It's new, and I'm old, and I've been in the battlefield, and it's not something that I'm used to. So I swing as hard as I can, but I swing way more true than I expected, and the follow-through, the hammer just passing through this creature almost as if it's cutting through butter, and it's unique. It's a hammer. It bludgeons through things, but this holy radiant power just slices through this creature and creates just a splatter of water and acid and everything else that this creature has been in this last little bit, just kind of all across this beach here. So much so Annabelle looks at me like, whoa, hey, whoa, buddy, hey, I'm right here. And both Annabelle and Rufus just kind of back away for a minute and look at me there. And I just look around at the crew and I feel grateful that we managed to survive this.
And as you finish the hit, that radiant light just pulsates through this water creature. And as it does, the water peels away and just sprays backwards into the river. And what's left is this black mist fog in the shape of this creature that then turns into a ball. And as it turns into this ball, it just shoots back up into the sky and absorbs into what's up above there. And you can see as you look, another ball of this shoots down into the water in the distance. And this creature is now gone from your sight.
Whoa. Oh, I've never seen a creature like that before.
Well, that was a lot of fun. I don't know about you guys, but I had a great time.
Maybe ropes and tying each other down is not the best.
Are you still worried? Come on. Surely, we've been through so much in the last, 2 minutes. You've got to be over that.
I'm just saying that I'm the one who threw out the idea. I just didn't realize we were tying each other together, and then it was just a bad idea.
Look, don't offer a good time and then take it away.
Oh, no, I had any idea what was going to happen there. Now you guys look at Devin. He's got his chest is growing brightly from one of his necklaces. What would you say? It's like 30-foot radius or something?
Oh, yeah. It's a bright light.
Why are you glowing?
You also notice that his right eye now, his pupil is no longer black. It stayed white after that last spell he cast. And then the green of his iris is almost like streaks of lightning kind of splitting out from the white of his pupil out toward it.
Buddy, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm great. That was a lot of fun. That's probably the best fight we've had in a long time.
You sure you're okay? I mean...
Well, I mean, it's a little bright right now. I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on with this.
Your eye, it's a little changed.
What's wrong with it?
I'm going to take my shield and I'm going to kind of rub my elbow along the backside and polish a corner to give it some reflection. And I'm just going to hold it backwards towards Davin and let him kind of look at himself in the polished area of the shield.
Oh, would you look at that? I think it looks kind of cool, actually.
Well, sure, but...
Can you see out of that?
Davin opens and closes one eye, then the other. Oh, everything seems fine.
All right. You were pretty powerful back then. I'm not gonna lie. Watching you and your magics, that was a sight to behold.
Well, me, come on, you guys were amazing too. I mean, look at all that ice that came out of the sky from Gwen and everything.
Well, I only got the idea because you were... wait a minute. Where did we go earlier?
Oh, that thing when we... the coat. To be honest with you, I don't know. I found this coat. And I know what it does, but where we go, I don't know.
Is he lying when I look at him and use my...
Make an insight check.
Insight power? Okay, great.
I'm also going to make an insight check, because I have no idea, because I dimensioned door with him before, and I had no recollection of, like, going anywhere.
Happens real, real fast.
Five yeah. plus four, nine.
It I knew rolled I was rolling. 14 plus 5, so 19. I got insight proficiencies.
What do they read off of you, Davin, with 19?
They both can tell, actually, because I rolled pretty terribly against them. That seems like he's telling the truth. He doesn't seem to know much about it.
Likely story.
Oh.
All right. I just... that was fun. I just... It was a weird place.
Yeah, it freaked me out the first time it happened too, but it doesn't seem like I'm ever there long enough for anything bad to happen. It's just like a flash of seeing this place, wherever it is.
Oh, sorry, before I forget, Annabelle, Rufus! And I'm gonna call them over. Say hi to Gwyn, she'd love to meet you, I'm sure.
She gets so excited.
And you just see two little octopus kind of like come up and they salute. It's the funniest thing, but they kind of stand up tall as they can, seven tentacles to the ground and one tentacle rising up like a salute. And they're just, they're standing there as proud as can be.
I turn into an octopus. No, I don't do that.
Classic.
But I give him the biggest hugs. I jump down and I give one to Rufus, and then I go over and I'm like, oh, you too, Annabelle, in my mind. And I...
Does she stick to him?
Oh yeah, she's gonna be goopy from him.
They don't mind. And with that, they're gonna salute once more, and then you're gonna see them kind of dissipate into. If you've ever seen it before, it's that phosphorescent plankton and whatnot that you'll see on the banks of different rivers if they have that plankton in existence. You're gonna see the kind of smoky and bluish glow of that phosphorescent looking. Plankton as it just shifts down, and you'll see a ball, like a little orb of a space spirit, just fly off again and back into this time the river away, and I'll send them off.
All right, and as they go away, and you guys kind of watch them go into the distance back towards the river, you look up and you can see that billowing, just black, like thickest clouds you've seen. Your life just billowing above this river. The river looks like the water inside of it swirls with this blackness as it rushes past you. And all you know is you're supposed to go north. And the only way north is somehow across this river.
Looking at that. I'm looking at the shadow and the mist. I turn back and I see Gwyn still a little bit slimy from hugging Rufus and Annabelle, and Joxer, who's taking stock in himself, it looks like, and Davin, who's still a little bit proud and standing tall with his uniquely green eye. And I look at myself and realize how much of myself I actually put into that fight and how close it was yet again. And I am terrified of what is beyond this wall of mist and what could possibly be beyond that. It feels like it's too much.
And that's where we're going to leave the episode.
Whoa.
Yay, fun.
Oof.
That was fun.
I burned like every spell slot.
Good.
Thank you for listening to this episodic installment of The Hired Swords. If you liked our show, tell a friend about us, and if you really liked our show, do us a favor, tell the world, and leave a review. If you want to keep up with us on all the behind-the-scenes goofs and gaffes, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at The Hired Swords. If you want to get yourself some sick loot, you can find our merch shop at thehired.store, and you can join our Discord if you look for our pinned tweet on Twitter.